why do you freak out every time I say good morning? No, it is normal to be that close to someone when they're sleeping. I want to make sure that you're breathing throughout the night. Your air's going in your lungs, and then it comes back out, and I get to breathe it back into me. What? What can I say? I love having any bits of you inside of... Pardon? Yes, I know. This place is beginning to look very, very, very messy. We're going to need a new maid. It's not flippant. It's not like I knew her, okay? I met her the one day, and it's very tragic what happened. And then to your ex-girl, well, she may be more of a neighbor, friend, but she was your girlfriend at one. Well, you went out on that date? Define it however you want. Anywho, it's tragic that she killed her, and you know, then decided to take care of herself. Very, very tragic. But anywho, we need to find someone to clean up this mess. Me? Ugh, no. Heavens, no. That is what the help is for. Ugh, I'm feeling parched, though. So parched, and you are looking like a drink. Why don't you come over here? I just need a little bite. Oh, stop it. Just look into my eyes. It makes you feel so much better, doesn't it? And then just bring that delightful little... Oh, wonderful. Oh, don't look so pale. Don't. It's your day off. You'll be able to relax here. Just sit down. I didn't even drink too much. It was just enough to put some more pep into my step. There you go. Look, you're recovering from this so much easier now. Oh, what's that? Oh, lay down. Lay down, darling. Here. In fact, let me pat your head. There, isn't that nice? Just, there you go, darling. Just rub your temples and run my hands through your hair. It's just, oh, I love that hair. It smells so good. You know, the other day, I cleaned out your hairbrush for you. I did. And I stuffed it inside of a voodoo doll. What? What's wrong? What's wrong? No, it was a way to protect you. There's a lot of weird things going around. There was a guy that got run off with by a goblin, you know, a few weeks back. And then there was the other man. He's missing, apparently. He was found. His roommate said that she found him wandering the streets, and he's back. And he's not looking like he's in too good of shape. There's some strange things going around, and I just want to be able to always track you. And that's what this doll helps me do. I can touch it wherever I want, and you can feel it. Like that. Like that. You like that too. Okay, all right. No, you're right. You're right. Back to the doll. Though I'd like to get back to doing some things. Okay, yes, the doll. I can also put any kind of potion that I need on this or whatever, and it'll have a direct effect on you. And I have found this wonderful little lover's potion that'll make it to where you won't need sleep for 72 hours. And we can do some dastardly things. I was thinking possibly we could go to Paris. There's this wonderful vampire club there where I could abscond with you. All vampires are allowed to bring their, they call them pets. I don't know how you'll feel about it, but you bring your human companion and you can play all night and day there. How does that sound? Oh, come on. You can just... put in some vacation days, and we can have a little lover's weekend. Well, then how about I convince you? Come here. There we go. Touch me there. Yes. Touch me there. Yeah. I love those big masculine hands. Okay. No. See, look, see, don't you want more of that? Don't you want more of the other night? The neighbors came knocking 3 times, apparently, before the police showed up. It was quite the ruckus, and, well, it's about 80% of this mess in this bedroom. I'm not sorry for breaking your headboard at all. What can I say? You're right, it was more you breaking that headboard. I say we get another one so we could go round two. We could do a little blog about whether or not IKEA headboards can stand up to the test of a ravenous night, no? Oh, come on. Just play hooky for me, then, maybe? In fact, with all the missing people go around, I could say that you were indeed... Oh. Really? They're blaming you for the... Well, it doesn't sound like they're blaming you. You haven't been put in handcuffs. Top suspect. But you were nowhere near them. You were still at work. You have a very good alibi. Oh. Well, that would explain it. I mean, if to, and you had to go outside, I didn't know. I thought you would probably be in some fancy meeting around other people. That does look suspicious, but it wasn't you, and you won't. That would make going out of town inconvenient. Well, I have a solution. Dragon's blood. Dragon's blood. Yes, it's very easy. I mean, it's very expensive to get hold of, but it gives you the powers of an immortal. It has it go coursing through your body, and it fades over time. You have to keep dosing on dragon's blood forever if you want to stay that way. But it would be enough to where you could use your teleportation skills. Well, I don't know whether or not you have those, but if you did, the dragon's blood will give it to you, whatever. It'll make you do, be able to make you do whatever you need to do. You'd be able to even go invisible. We could sneak onto a plane or something. Oh, yeah, that does make it tricky. We'd have to find a plane with some open seats. But you know what? With all the Bia virus going around, it might be easier to find a plane going to Paris. We'll find a way, whatever. We'll get to Paris and we can have some fun. And you could just say, you could call in sick. We can find a way to work around this. The police won't be showing up. And even if they do, you don't have to open the door without a... Well, we could always go to a necromancer and have him use one of his creations to say that they're not comfortable having you come in right now. And with someone answering, sounding exactly like you, they'll understand. Come on, there's all kinds of little magical workarounds. Just say yes. Just say yes and come away with me. I want to experience fun with you. You're a human. And at some point, humans, you don't have as long of a lifespan as me. See, look, dropping stuff on the floor. That could be you. You could get hurt, whereas I don't get hurt as easily. Come on. I'll get the dragon's blood. I'll pay for it. And you'll come away with me. Wonderful. Oh, I would start packing my bags now. I think next weekend. Next weekend is the next big soiree. But until then, how about you come back to bed with me? Because I don't think that is a banana in your pocket at all, is it? No, come here, darling. Oh, you can put those big man hands wherever you want. Ooh, is that where you want to put them? Because I want to reach down and grab a hold of... Oh, is that the door? Lovely. Lovely. Okay. I'll get the door. How about that? And you, darling, make sure that you keep that, keep your nightstick ready for me, just as it is now. Oh, gosh. Gosh, you make me want to turn you. But then you'll absolutely want just me. And I like to have multiple snickety snap. Okay, here we go. Who's here? Oh. Hello? Who's there? Oh, no. Honey, it's the police. He's not here right now. He's not in. He's not in. Honey, get. No, don't come up here. Just go in the closet. Go in the closet. He's not in right now. No, I don't know where he is. Me? I'm his girlfriend. Honey, go in the closet. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm talking to you, who is a nobody. You don't have the right to be here. You need to go away. He's not here. He's not coming to the door. All right. You can leave your card on the front porch. I'll give it to him. No, I'm not opening the door. Get in the closet. All right. Okay. Thank you. Oh, Lord. No, I'm not going to eat the officer. I don't know what he'd be here for. But you know what? That's even more reason for you to come away with me. I thought you would say that. Come on. If you're here and they take you in, then you will... Then there's not much I can do to bring you out of a jail. I can withstand bullets and whatnot. But there's people around here who suspect they're vampires, and they're prepared for that. Can't have them putting garlic everywhere. Can't have them hitting me with stakes. It would be very difficult for me to get you out of jail. It would be a massacre. It'd bring the spider lady to come to my door, and I don't want to deal with her again. Spider lady? Yes, this is spider lady. She gets really angry when you kill a lot of people. Yes, again. Yes, some things have happened with a former guy that he didn't, we broke up, and it was very messy on his end. He was very nasty to me, and it's just, I don't feel like dealing with it. I don't feel like talking about it. It's just you. You're nothing like him. You're nothing like him. You're wonderful. You are sexy and gritty and nice, and those massive paws of yours. Oh, if I didn't know you're human, I would think you're some sort of, I don't know, barbarian. Those nice, delicious, big, manly hands. Ah, oh, you could lift so much, and yet I weigh so little. Like that, right up in the air. Do you like the view from down there of my... See, this is the us that I like. I don't like the fighting. I don't like the worrying. We'll get you out of this mess. There's got to be some way to clear your name, and I will find it. And that's why I made this doll. If something were to happen to you, I could help from the outside if... going inside would make things so bad that there would be repercussions that I would have to follow. Don't you like being my human companion? Well, I mean, yes, there's other snacks that I have, but there's none that I love, like you. They just are ones that I feed on, because I can't feed on you every night as much as I want to. I mean, I can feed on you in other ways, my delicious meatball. In fact, you know, I'm feeling a little sick. Well, yes, vampires can feel very sick. In fact, I think we need to go head back to that bedroom for a hot beef injection, no? Oh, I was hoping you would say that. Let's go, darling. Hey, guys. Hope you like part three. Just so you know, this is also a part of the Rise of Rinzor series. That's why we worked in a couple things. So if you're not familiar with the videos there, the playlist is in the description down below, where there should be a card that says Rise of Rinzor. That pops up on here. I've absolutely been loving you guys so much. Also, our Discord channel is now in the community tab if you would like to come join and chat with me. Everyone is allowed to join for free. There are additional tiers for those who decide to subscribe via Patreon. The Patreon isn't out yet, though. We keep it G-rated for gangsta. We're gangsta up in that place. Get it? Haha, gangsta. I'm not. I'm the furthest thing from it. I just feel in a silly mood today. Anywho, if you guys have commissions that you would like me to do, my email is also in the description below. Commissions are open officially. I actually told my boss, thanks to some people who already got some, that I will not be doing overtime anymore, so I have some time. Super excited about that. Anyways, guys, I absolutely love doing these videos. If you guys have any input, I answer every comment that I possibly can. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.